You know, I'm sick of superlatives. I'm sick of remembering. I'm sick this week of goodbyes. I'm sick of obits. But oh, you could never be sick of writer and Times media critic David Carr.
For those of us who work in media, life is a drumbeat of goodbye speeches with sheet cakes and cheap sparkling wine. That carnage has left behind an island of misfit toys. Like model trains whose cabooses have square wheels.
Carr died yesterday at the chirping young age of 58. He collapsed in the Times newsroom and died at the nearby hospital where he was taken by ambulance. Carr was the life of every party he ever attended. It almost killed him, and you can read about it in his memoir of addiction and recovery, The Night of the Gun. Carr's dinner conversations made you forget any celebrity chef, maybe because he always talked through dinner, barely touching his food. He was always thin as a rail. He was a delightfully grumpy old curmudgeon about digital journalism. He was a heroic advocate for the values of traditional newspapers. But he was beloved in the digital world. Reports of his death exploded online, his blogs and columns widely read. To be attacked by David Carr was the highest of compliments.
This sort of decades of organizational hubris about, you know, our own excellence and our own dominance. And then in a matter of like 18 months, all of a sudden there was the air ionized the situation. And everybody started, like, asking a question. Could the New York Times, like, go out of business?
He was undoubtedly the best media critic of his generation, understanding all media, the new without any gee whiz hype, the traditional without any sanctimonious pap. How will we live without his takedowns of the glitzy ballroom stars of Hollywood and his voice of gravel and burlap?
There's something that happens when you get on that red carpet at the Oscars where I think there's some fumes that come off it that rob you of at least 20 to 30 IQ points. And then you have all this screaming in the background, which doesn't really sort of help your chi in terms of focusing.
Hard living, tough talking, and his love of life and the times he worked for made him larger than life. His passing tangibly shrinks the world. For all the renegades in the world, he was always coming out of a door they were stepping into. David Carr, he's been there. He's done that.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.